Hey guys, once again, I got another video. This will be the last one I'll do for tonight. I do have a handful of topics, page after page after page. A whole bunch of new videos really quick that I will be putting on this coming week. And I'd really want to plug our new consulting, the one-on-one consulting that we do offer now, that I've got about 10 hours a week that I've set aside. On our website, thebritterbox.com, you can see the link there for that product. It's $35 for an hour. And in that hour, before we get together, what I'll do is I'll contact you and we can set up an appointment and time to discuss whatever questions you may have. If you've got any questions about starting a cottage kitchen, regulations, what's required, et cetera, I can help walk you through that. And what it will do is give you an opportunity to make a list of topics or questions that you may have prior to us speaking, and we can cover that, and I can cover it one-on-one with you. I haven't done a lot of videos lately, the past probably about month and a half or 2 months, and I apologize about that. We have been just inundated with business. Our business on Amazon has more than doubled, and it's taken up a lot of my time. Unfortunately, I wish I had more time to do more videos. I am going to be pushing myself a little bit more in the evenings, late at night, to put these videos done or put these videos out. So, with that being said, the one thing I wanted to cover with this last video I was going to do tonight, I've had a handful of people ask about it. When it comes to taxes, there's a lot that's really involved once you go from a cottage kitchen to a commercial facility, even as a cottage kitchen, to be honest with you. There's a lot of things that you need to be aware of from the tax perspective. Every month, filing taxes that you sell products, you need to collect sales tax. But this was about the tax exempt, which a lot of people may not know if you're a beginner to this, if you're new. If you are producing a product that requires ingredients, which obviously you are, packaging, if you're producing a product where you're bringing together elements such as ingredients, packaging, labeling, etc. You need to be aware that you can actually purchase those products without paying a sales tax on them. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you did, great. If you don't, this video is for you. If you go, let's say, to a local store and you are, again, I always go back to the example of cookies. Let's just say you're making cookies and you are getting flour, you're getting sugar, you're getting vanilla extract, you're getting things to put a cookie together. Excuse me. So you go to a local venue. You are traveling to a local venue, not online. I'll get into that as well. But if you're going to a local store and you're picking up these products and you are paying tax on them, there is an exemption you can apply for with your state that will allow you to get an exemption of paying that tax. Because what it creates is a double taxation on a product that's being manufactured and resold. Because traditionally, you will produce a product and you'll collect tax at the sale of the product. So you pay tax at, let's say you go to your local grocery store and you buy these ingredients, you're going to pay a tax for the food, not necessarily in every state. Of course, your taxes will vary, but normally you pay a sales tax. So you'll get a little card in the mail, you apply for that, you get it either in the mail from your state or you can apply for it by downloading the form through your state's Department of Revenue website, and you take that form to the retailer, Mr. Grocer, whoever that is. You give that to him, and they'll create a form for you with a little card. So what it does is that you're not paying tax twice. You're not collecting tax and paying it twice. You don't need to pay tax on those ingredients that you're putting together to create a final product that you're reselling, because then as your customer buys it, you're collecting tax from them. So do you see where this is going? You're getting a double taxation on a product that you're putting together and then you're selling, which will save you money. Here in the state of Georgia, which is where we are, I just found out that actually we had not applied for this. I knew of it, but I had just forgotten about it. We did not have it for about a year and a half or so into the first year and a half of our business. You can actually calculate up. I know the state of Georgia does this. Every state is a little different, but I believe it's about the same when it comes to this type of tax, is that you can accumulate all of those taxes that you did pay and then send that request to the state and you would actually get your money back. And I don't think there's a statute of limitations on that. I've not heard of such a thing for collecting sales tax that you've already paid. But let's say for a year and a half, 2 years, you've been going to a store locally, buying stuff, and you've paid taxes on it. And you've accumulated $200 in tax revenue that you've actually paid at the store. Then you end up collecting the tax again. Send that in. You can actually get that money back. I will do a little research. I have a ton of resources at my fingertips because I've been doing this for years now. So I will find out for sure on each state, and I can look that up, and I'll do a little video on that. So basically, what this video is about is that to be aware of all the little extras and the little things that you may not know that can save you money. They're not very glamorous. Some of these topics are just kind of, to be honest with you, they're boring. But I'm talking about them because it's something that can impact your business and make you money and keep money in your pocket when you don't need to spend it. So learn from the things that I've already done, and hopefully that would help you out. So I wanted to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to go on too much about that, but check in your local area, in your municipality where you live, and as well as your state's Department of Revenue, whatever your state is. If it's Georgia, it would be Georgia Department of Revenue, California's Department of Revenue, etc. And find out about that. Get your tax exempt if you're buying and you're paying sales tax on ingredients. And I do even believe, if I'm not mistaken, that actually trickles over to packaging and labels and products to produce those things. Anything that goes into the production of a finalized product and you're selling it and you're collecting tax, don't pay tax on it twice. So I hope that helps you out. This will be the last video for tonight. I'm exhausted. Sorry to say, but I will be doing some more videos tomorrow. I've been up for about 14 hours. Also, if you like our videos, give me a thumbs up. If you don't, give me a thumbs down. Honest opinion. I always appreciate honesty. If you want to subscribe to our channel, I've got numerous videos scheduled. As you can see, a ridiculous amount of information that I will be putting up. And again, if you have any questions or comments, please do ask. I do check YouTube every day. My livelihood is online. I have multiple YouTube channels, but I do check this channel all the time. And we have, obviously, stores online from Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and the BritaBox. So we're always online. And I will check it, and I will answer it as soon as I can. So I hope that helps you guys. Thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye.